VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Search and rescue teams continue to look for a Lion Air passenger plane that crashed Monday off the coast of Jakarta, Indonesia, north of Java Island. 189 people were on board. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the jet was cleared to turn back to the airport shortly after takeoff.
The head of AirNav, which manages air traffic in Indonesia, said the pilot had made an RTB, or return to base request, just 2 or 3 minutes after the jet took off, and the RTB had been approved. The plane, which was delivered to Lion Air just in August, crashed about 13 minutes after taking off. The authorities believe all on board were Indonesians, except for its pilot, originally from New Delhi, and an Italian citizen.
The accident is the first reported that involves a Boeing 737 MAX, an updated, widely sold aircraft that is more fuel-efficient than previous versions of the 737. The FBI has found another suspicious package addressed to CNN. The package was found Monday at a post office in Atlanta, Georgia. It's similar in appearance to the 13 other packages sent to prominent Democrats and other critics of President Trump last week. Police say 56-year-old Cesar Sayoc sent the explosives. He appeared in federal court Monday to hear the charges against him. Law enforcement officials said Monday that Sayoc had a list of more than 100 other potential targets. They believe he was making his way through the list, which NBC News said included journalists and entertainers, when he was arrested last week. 46-year-old Robert Bowers made his first court appearance Monday to hear the charges against him following Saturday's attack on a synagogue in the eastern city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Police say Bowers used a rifle to kill 8 men and 3 women. 6 people were injured in the attack. Bowers suffered multiple gunshots. This is VOA News. 3 American officials say the number of military troops who could be sent to the southern border is much higher than originally thought. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The caravan has been slowly moving north. General Terence O'Shaughnessy says these new troops will have mission-enhancing capabilities.
We have the authority given to us by Secretary Mattis. The units that are normally assigned weapons, they are in fact deploying with weapons.
Andrew Meehan with Customs and Border Security says there is already a humanitarian crisis at the Mexico border.
CBP has encountered a combination of almost 1,900 persons apprehended crossing our border illegally or presenting without documents at ports of entry.
President Trump has said the migrants include gang members and some very bad people.
I think the president has made it clear that border security is national security. That is the direction we've given. That's the direction that we're marching to.
The 5,200 soldiers being deployed will be in addition to the nearly 2,100 National Guardsmen already along the border. A second caravan of about 3,000 people approached the Guatemala-Mexico border on Sunday with the apparent intention to meet up with a larger group of 3,500 men, women, and children in Mexico who are already making their way to the United States. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa met with business leaders on Monday in an effort to assure them and the public that his government can stabilize the sinking economy. Correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports for VOA from the capital, Harare.
Addressing business executives at the State House, President Emmerson Mnangagwa said his government was working day and night to stabilize the economy. Zimbabweans are dealing with an acute shortage of most essentials, including medical drugs, fuel, cooking oil, and clean drinking water. Prices have been rising, though not at the same rate as in 2008, when the official annual inflation rate reached 231 million percent.
In Sri Lanka, one person has been killed and when a former cabinet minister tried to re-enter his office at the petroleum ministry. Friday, the president fired the prime minister and swore in an ex-president to replace him after claiming to have uncovered an assassination plot. Parliament has been suspended for more than 2 weeks. The U.S. is urging all sides to refrain from violence and has called for Parliament to be reconvened to affirm who will lead the government. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.